Topic 5.13 is to describe the concept of succession to a climax community. Succession is defined as the gradual change in community structure, composition, and distribution over time, generally following a significant disturbance to the environment. And there are two types, primary and secondary. In primary succession, you're starting with very much a bare substrate. It's usually rock or sand, but the point of primary succession is there is not an existing soil there. So something like a newly landslid surface, a volcano that erupts out of the sea, a lava flow, things like that would all constitute primary succession. And you're going to have a colonizing stage where your first species, the mosses usually and the lichens, start to appear on the rock. And what they do, they physically and in the case of lichens, chemically break down the rock, making it more porous, enabling them to get roots in, and that crumbling away starts to form the first soils. Once you've got a soil of sorts, then some of the other species can come in. And usually these are the annuals, the ones that are selected, okay? When we say are selected, we mean that they produce a large number of offspring that don't live very long, but they produce enough that a few of them are going to make it to adulthood. And these are selected plants are generalists. They can spring up anywhere. So they're going to be quite adapted to this new and changing environment. Okay, they can deal with a large number of different options. Okay. As the soil develops, shrubs and woody plants colonize, and they're going to be longer lasting. They're going to stay in that area for a while, so they need to be able to deal with a number of different climates and habitats and situations. Eventually, once you're getting into what we refer to as a climax community, this is a mature soil, a stable environment, and trees aren't going to last long unless they're in a stable environment. These are the specialists, okay? They're starting to get to K selection. Fewer offspring being produced and a greater possibility of them surviving to adulthood. Usually more care, longer lifespans, and these are our climax communities, okay? So we've got from bare rock to colonizers to pioneers to the successionists and to a climax community. The difference between primary succession with a bare rock and secondary succession is the presence of a soil. Forest fires are great ways of triggering secondary succession. So you'll have your annual plants followed by grasses and perennials. Then you'll have shrubs and younger trees. And then eventually a mature forest after many hundreds of years. Okay. The humus content of the soil gradually increases. The organic matter is darker than the sand and clay that you may have seen to start with, so the soil colour will darken the more mature the community becomes. And organic matter is more acidic, so you'll find the pH of the soil starts to decrease. Okay. You don't need to know about R-type and K-type selection and species, but it's worth remembering that the pioneers are opportunists and generalists, and the climax species are specialising. Okay.